From the slave plantation comments and responses, the first one I can think about is I'm Wild Negro Bill from Red Pepper Hill. I ain't done no work and I never will. To Phyllis Wheatley, who became the toast of continents. To Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the poet of the lowly life, really our first poet laureate, who was friends with many, and then to Langston Hughes poetry and Imamu Amiri Baraka, and then the hip hoppers and the showstoppers. Poetry has played a dynamic part in the conscience of the Black experience. It has been the chronicler of the Black experience. Hello, Maya, wherever you are, you know I love you. Hello, Nikki. Yeah, we're still buddies. You know, I mean, that's the beauty of it. And to be able to come here in this southern town and be the first official poet laureate for the city of Tampa, and then the first official laureate for Hillsborough County, and to be African American, says what the progress is all about. When I do what I'm doing now, I represent us all. And that, you know, it's kind of like what Dizzy Gillespie said when the young fellow would say, well, tell me, how can I be a perfect jazz player? How can I learn how to play perfect trumpet in the jazz? And Dizzy stopped him and said, hey man, look, said, you ain't got to be perfect to play jazz. And it's the same with Black poetry and any poetry. We're not talking about perfection. We're talking about the sincerity of what you're trying to say.